Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's TatumLLC.com. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, the back orders are the capital expenditures, I should say, and capital availability, which I think those two go together, are interesting. They're spending, apparently there's no change in the availability of capital, but that's still not making your guys want to spend money on capital equipment.
Correct. Capital equipment commitments are down and expected to be down fairly strongly, actually. So in part that goes with capital availability and pricing. The pricing has not been bad. Availability really has been up and down, but what we're saying about capital availability is our respondents are just not sure. They're confused. On the one hand, they'll say, well, we want to be lending. This is the overall politicians and regulators. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they're saying to the banks, keep your underwriting standards really, 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 really tight. Keep your capital way up because of a potential bump that may come from someplace else. And so the overall banking consumers on the commercial level are a bit confused. Mm-hmm. And I think when we see our yellow arrows here, they actually are bifurcations. Some are saying better, some are saying worse, and it equals out to be about flat. But I think that's a reflection of just right. uncertainty about the mm-hmm. possibility of change.
Well, and when I look at your downwards facing capital expenditure arrows, that capital expenditure negative indication on capital expenditures is somebody else's negative order backlog.
That's true. Yeah.
Because yeah. I mean, you know, who knows how many of your partners do business with each other. So if they're not buying, then that converts to a downward order backlog for somebody else.
It's a reflection of uncertainty.
And it's,
when
it's,
you feel
that's
more
what,
certain,
that's where the vortex gets started, isn't it?
It is. It is because if you're uncertain, you don't commit. If you don't commit, it makes your uncertainty come true in a broad sense. Now, there's one bright spot, and that is employment actually was up, our green arrow, our sole green arrow.
One green arrow,
30 days employment, and it came out, I mean, we do our survey the last week of the prior month, and mm-hmm. and our guys were saying, well, gee, you know, it looks a little better on the employment side in our company, and so you accumulate those, it looks a little better. And sure enough, at the end of the first week of August, we get the monthly report from the Labor Department that, in fact, the job growth was pretty good. In fact, it was better than most people expected, most economists expected. Well, we knew it because we're there where the rubber meets the road. Then they announced this, but what happens? Unemployment rate went up because that's so many people withdrew from the marketplace, that withdrew from saying they really want to work. Actually, employment last month went up, and our people knew that.
Yeah. Well, of course that did not compare to unemployment rate in America, right? Because that went
that actually
went up too to 8.3.
It did, because so many people left the market.
Mm-hmm.
That more people left the market than came into the market. So unemployment, the rate went up, but still the demand for the job demand increased last month at a rate that was stronger than most people expected.
How much do you attribute the dour report that you've got here from your partners as they look across the marketplace and look at what's going on out there? Mm-hmm. How much of this do you attribute to the impending election?
I don't know how to relate that. I don't know, because, A, the impending election, it's close to 50-50, could go either way. So people don't know. But if it were to go one way or the other way, they don't know what the actual impact of that is going to be on their business. And so, that's to some degree wait and see. I don't think it's too relevant, frankly.
I think it's – I don't know about your guys – but I do believe the overall the way things are in the economy right now, I think a lot of it is this election.
Yeah, it could be. But
I think the average consumer out there is being impacted by this election more than I've ever seen. Sam, I got to wrap it up. TatumLLC.com. Sam Norwood, come back again real soon.
I look forward to visiting with you again about a month from now, and hopefully we'll have a little better news.
We'll do it next month. Thanks, Sam. Quick break. Right back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.